We encourage you to be part of the conversation. The Buckmaster Show live line 790-2040. You can submit questions on our Facebook page. That is Bill Buckmaster, parentheses Buckmaster Show, or on our website, buckmastershow.com. As I mentioned in the open, it probably comes as no surprise that Pima County working families are struggling to get by. What is surprising is the extent of the struggle and how widespread it is. Joining us now on the Buckmaster Show, Laura Penny. Laura is Executive Director of the Women's Foundation of Southern Arizona, which commissioned the report titled Self-Sufficiency Standard for Arizona 2012. Laura, good to see you. I have known you for many years, and this is your first appearance on my radio show, and it's good to have you with us.
Well, not that many years. We're not that old.
Of course not. Of course not. So why did the Women's Foundation commission this report?
For about the past 4 years, we've really focused our grant making on promoting economic self-sufficiency for women and girls. My board really felt like that was the best investment for our money. And as a result of that, we started asking ourselves, really, what is self-sufficient? What does it take to be self-sufficient? Because we realized we didn't have the answer to that. So we commissioned this report, which is done by the University of Washington. They've done this in 36 other states. So they have a good methodology, and they did it in Arizona 10 years ago. So we also have some comparative data as well.
When you talk about self-sufficiency, what is your definition for, say, a minimal self-sufficiency? What does it take financially?
What we're looking at is very basic costs for a family, including rent, transportation, food, health insurance, and if they have children, childcare, as well as taxes. These, Bill, are no-frill budgets. I mean, we allocate for a single person less than $10 a day for food, which means you're not getting designer coffees, you're not eating out. So this is a very bare-bones budget.
Very bare bones, and we're talking money-wise as far as, say, let's say a single parent with, say, two children in Pima County. They need almost, what, $47,000 a year?
They do. It depends on the age of the children, and that's, I think, one of the strengths of this report is that, obviously, preschool children have to be in childcare all day. School-age kids, maybe just in an after-school program. Teenagers don't require childcare, but as any parent can tell you, they can go through a gallon of milk and a loaf of bread a day, and so the food costs go up dramatically when you have a teenager in the house.
Laura, there is a huge gap between the $19,000 federal poverty level and the, say, $46,000 to $48,000. What happens to these families that fall into that gap?
We call that a policy gap. We have policy for people who make under the federal poverty limit. They are eligible for food stamps and subsidized child care and kids care. But they start to fall off of those programs as their income increases. And we don't have good policy or good answers for how to support those families who may be hardworking but are really struggling to make ends meet.
This program is heard in Santa Cruz County and in Cochise County and, for that matter, Pinal County. We cover actually about seven counties on the Buckmaster Show. Is Pima County is a little higher than probably those counties, but a little bit less than Maricopa County. Is that, generally speaking, right on?
That is correct. And this report is available on our website, womengiving.org. And we have configurations for all 15 Arizona counties in the report. So if people want to look at their county, they can go to the website and do that.
Where will this information, or how do you hope this information will use to make things better?
Well, we think there is room for some policy changes at the legislative level. One of the things that this report really highlights is how expensive it is to have children, and that one of the best things you can do for families is to provide some kind of child care subsidy to help them pay the costs of child care, you know, which are can in some cases be more than monthly rent. The other thing is we'd love for some local municipalities and counties and economic development organizations like TRIO to use this in terms of incentivizing businesses to move here. If we bring in businesses that pay people such low wages that they qualify for access, there's no net gain to us as taxpayers.
So you're hoping, obviously, that they will bring in companies that pay at least above the poverty line, right?
Well, yeah. Yes. I mean, obviously, not every job is worth the self-sufficiency standard.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you are an entry-level job, minimum wage is probably the appropriate level of compensation. But then we need to understand the impact that has on families and figure out how we can support them.
The Community Food Bank gave out over 30,000 food boxes in Pima County to households in Pima County in March alone. That's up 9% from the previous year. This economic recession certainly has hit this area very hard.
It has. I mean, we, as you know, Arizona led the nation at in some points during the recession when the housing market crashed. We see people turning to the food bank, turning to food pantries at their faith communities, relying on family and friends, and even in some instances declining promotions or asking for a reduction in hours when they get a promotion so that they don't price themselves out of some of the public supports that are available.
We're speaking with Laura Penny. Laura is the executive director of the Women's Foundation of Southern Arizona. The report is available online. Did I get that right? Womengiving.org, is that correct?
That's correct.
Let's talk a little bit about the report goes into some of the top occupations in Arizona and how they yield these earnings that are above the minimum. So there were only, did I get that right, two occupations?
out of the top 10 occupations in
Arizona.
Is that
for women? For women.
No, that's for everybody.
For everybody.
That's for everybody. So if you look at the top 10 occupations in Arizona in terms of not salary, but in terms of the number of people occupying that position, that job.
And those top occupations were managers and nurses?
Exactly.
Yeah?
Exactly. And so if you look at some of the other titles of jobs, it's food service worker, it's waitress. I mean, those are folks who are never going to make enough to make ends meet if they have children.
How do these minimum standards compare to other cities around the country?
Tucson is somewhere between Louisville, Kentucky, and Salt Lake City. Hmm. So similar self-sufficiency requirements as those two cities. Certainly not the highest in the country, but...
The standard in Phoenix and Maricopa County really wasn't that much different, was it, from Pima County?
Well, for a family that needs nearly $47,000 in Tucson, needs over $50,000 in Phoenix. So, you know, we think there might be more jobs or better paying jobs in Phoenix, but, you know, they have to make more money in order to make ends meet. $51,000.
Yeah, it's getting up there. Laura Penny, thank you very much for being with us. And again, the report is titled Self-Sufficiency Standard for Arizona 2012. If you're interested in where you live and where your county falls in this report, womengiving.org to take a look at the report. Laura Penny, thank you for being with us.
Thanks for having me.
All right. Coming up now on 17 minutes past the hour on the Tuesday edition of the Buckmaster Show, the Tuesday Moneymaker Report with certified financial planner Shelley Fishman is coming up. Stay with us.
The RTA, Delivering our promise to you during the past 5 years, completing over 400 projects, including 5 major roadways. Projects underway include the modern streetcar in downtown Tucson, Cold Road Extension to Sabino Canyon Road, and Speedway from Camino Seco to Houghton. Please watch for workers and obey all traffic signs. Your tax dollars create jobs and make travel in our region faster and safer. The RTA, delivering our promise to you.
Hi, this is Al Zaragoza, the voice of Culligan Water in Southern Arizona. Everyone is switching to high-efficiency appliances because they have money, and a Culligan high-efficiency water softener does the same. But did you know that you can rent rather than buy? Think about it. No equipment to pay for upfront, money-saving purchase options if you change your mind, and service calls are included in the rental rate. In fact, you'll never have to pay for another water softener, ever. So now you can get all the benefits of soft water for less when you rent from Culligan. Imagine a spot-free home, softer skin, and brighter laundry for dollars a day. Even better, a Culligan high-efficiency water softener saves up to 46% on water, salt, and energy, plus helps all your appliances last longer. Let your Culligan man take care of your water when you rent the world's most efficient water softener. Call Culligan Water at 792-9700. 792-9700. Culligan, better water, pure and simple.
Why should you fly out of TIA? Easy. Do the math. First, airfares are extremely competitive, so you won't spend more on your tickets. Second, you'll save at least 4 hours of your precious time, not to mention a bunch of money on gas. Third, covered parking right by the terminal is only $9 a day. And fourth, TIA offers daily nonstop service to many of your favorite destinations. So, what does it all add up to? Easy. Fly TIA. It's the way to go.
For more than 40 years, Pima Community College has helped our citizens realize their dreams, prepare for meaningful employment, improve their quality of life, and create a better community. We haven't done it alone. Your continuing investment in and support of education has made it possible for us to prepare hundreds of thousands of Southern Arizonans for jobs. Today's Pima Community College students will be tomorrow's firefighters, nurses, police officers, teachers, and small business owners, the backbone of a literate, prosperous, thriving Tucson and Pima County. During these extraordinarily tough times, our funding is in serious jeopardy. And as budgets get even tighter, we'll have to cut back services just when people need us the most. So please support us in our ongoing effort to build a better tomorrow. Help us provide the education and resources that the people of Pima County need today. For more information, contact us at 206-4500 or visit us on the web at pima.edu. Pima Community College, developing our community through learning.
Two of the world's largest pharmaceutical giants, Roche's Ventana Medical Systems and Sanofi, know where bio works. It works at Innovation Park in Oro Valley, one of the 10 best towns for families, according to Family Circle magazine. Bioscience and bioindustry, working together at Innovation Park with 275 acres of inspiring environment ready for biodevelopment. Learn more about where bio works at innovationparkaz.com. Noble Hops Gastro Pub is for people who revere their beer and their food. Noble Hops specializes in high-quality, delicious food and offers an impressive, ever-changing selection of handcrafted beers from around the world with more than 24 on tap. Noble Hops, a pub for foodies at the southeast corner of La Canada and Lambert in Oro Valley, and always on the web at noblehopspub.com and on Facebook.
Shelley Fishman, CFP, is a financial services professional located at Pyramid Federal Credit Union. The opinions voiced on this program segment are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations for any individual. To determine which investments may be appropriate for you, consult with your financial advisor or tax advisor prior to investing.
And here he is, the man himself, Shelley Fishman. And Shelley, always good to see you.
Neil, how are you today?
I am doing pretty good. You've got a smile on your face. That means that the market is up about, what, 25 points?
Actually, closer to 40.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
we'll take it. The smile index actually kicks in even for a very small, minute amount.
I'm easy to please.
You know, I like to call myself Tucson's most trusted voice and trusted newsman. Well, I think we could call, or at least I'm going to call you,
Tucson's most trusted certified financial planner.
Oh, thank you.
And you know, there is a lot to that because, after all, don't you want someone that you trust with your money?
You'd better want somebody you trust. Either that or believe that the person who's managing your money is a magician.
So listen, folks, you got to trust this guy because I do. And he's going to tell us right now that the market has had pretty – I guess if you like a roller coaster, you will like what's happened over the last 10 days.
This is definitely Dramamine territory. Not quite as bad as last year because last year we had it seemingly every other week. But the pullback that we talked about that seemed to me inevitable – did happen for a couple of weeks, and now it's reversing itself. It's very orderly, so it's nothing to be distressed about. But I continue to stick with my forecast, which says of about 6% for the year. We ended the week last week up about 1.25% on the Dow for the year, and that was off a high of what, about 11%.
Yeah, we're 10 or 11%.
It was a good pullback. The Nasdaq ended up about 6.6% higher for the year as of Friday. As of today, you know, we're up another couple of percent. So it hasn't been a bad year, but there's a lot of headwinds, a lot of stuff going on in the world that just seemingly keep on kicking in. The question that I always ask myself when I see a bad day or a bad couple of days is, what's different today from yesterday? And if I can't answer that question, then I don't worry about the market.
We're talking about when you're talking about a correction that we have had over the past 10 days. Is mm-hmm. that correction? Is it considered a correction?
Well, theoretically, a correction has to be 10%.
10%, yeah.
We got there. We're very close to there. But, you know, that's for economists and mathematicians to argue about technically whether it was a correction or not. In my opinion, we got to where we got too quickly. The market seemed to me to be a little bit overbought. And I was expecting some sort of pullback. I expected there to be a precipitant, however. And, you know, we really didn't see that. What we just saw was almost out of the blue, using the excuse that the Europeans were finally discovering that they hadn't permanently solved their problems, but they knew that anyway. Mm-hmm. And that was the kind of excuse du jour for the pullback. But nothing really alarming. Bonds pretty steady, interest rates pretty steady. So the fundamentals of the marketplace hadn't changed.
I want to talk a little bit about interest rates, Shelley. And we've talked on this program about people who have parked, in some cases, large amounts of cash on the sidelines. Perhaps they're waiting for those, the glory days of interest rates where they'd have a CD and it would pay a pretty good interest rate. But those pretty good interest rates have been gone for a long time.
Well, you know, they've been gone for 3 or 4 years. We had some normalization of interest rates in the mid, you know, zeros, if you will, and interest rates that we saw in the late 60s, 1960s and 1970s, early, you know, through the late 1970s, they're not coming back for a while. The people who are forecasting much higher interest rates are doing so, I think, for more political reasons than anything else. There's no indications whatsoever that interest rates are going up. We know that the Fed is deliberately trying to keep them down. We know that the marketplace is saying, regardless of you know, even a downgrade in U.S. debt, that U.S. debt is still the most secure in the world. And so the market is refusing to listen to the panic calls that we hear, that all this borrowing on the part of the Fed and printing money, if you will, out of Treasury is going to cause interest rates to rise. We're just not seeing that. And so if that were going to happen, it probably would have happened a year ago. I do expect interest rates to go up moderately, but probably not for another year or so. So if you're sitting there in cash,
yeah,
or
waiting,
sitting there and waiting, then the opportunity cost that you are incurring in not earning 5 or 6%, but earning what? A quarter of a percent is so large that even if interest rates start to crawl up in 2014, 2015, it's going to take you 5 or 6 years to recover. That doesn't make any sense to me.
You got to have the right mix, folks. If you want to invest, you've got to have the right mix, and you will make money. You can make money in this market.
And do it safely.
And do it safely. Yes. I mean, Shelley, you're not here to be a magician.
I don't
pull things out of a hat.
I have no Facebook. I didn't buy it for any of my clients, and I didn't buy it for myself.
Yeah, I mean, Facebook, who knows where that will finally settle. I think it continues to drop a little bit.
At 100 times earnings, where the rest of the market is at 12 and 13 times earnings, you either they have to get their profits way, 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 way up very, very quickly, or there has to be a perception that they can do that, or the price of that stock has to settle down.
And again, Shelley, we talk about the right mix. In a nutshell, the right mix right now for an investor, depending on their age, would be what?
Well, something very defensive. The right mix, from my perspective, is about 20% in what I call the satellites, which are very targeted segments of the market that you think are going to really outpace the rest of your portfolio. And I've got the rest in fixed income. That could be mostly funds, but occasionally actually the bonds. We've got some interesting bank-traded CDs that are paying as much as 4% with inflators in there. I've seen some municipal bond funds paying, 6 and 6.5% tax-free. I've seen high-yield bond funds that are paying 8 and 9%. So there are good opportunities in what are normally considered, very safe investments to really outpace what you could get in a bank or what you can get from the most conservative bonds you can buy, and stay ahead of inflation, because, Bill, that's the killer. Inflation will kill you.
Shelley Fishman, where can folks get a hold of you?
795-7950 at Pyramid Federal Credit Union.
And if you would like to find out more about Shelley Fishman, a very convenient way is to go to buckmastershow.com. There is a live link to Shelley Fishman. He will answer your calls and emails, believe me. Shelley, have a great week.
You too, Bill.
Thanks a lot. Coming up now on the bottom of the hour.
The opinions voiced in this program segment are for general information only and are not necessarily those of LPL Financial, Pyramid Federal Credit Union, or this station. Shelley Fishman, CFP, is a financial planner located at Pyramid Federal Credit Union. Securities and insurance products offered through LPL Financial and its affiliates. Member FINRA. Pyramid Federal Credit Union is not a registered broker-dealer, nor is it affiliated with LP Financial.
With SRN News, I'm Wally Hines in Washington. A U.S. Airways flight diverted to Maine this morning after a woman on board reportedly claimed to have some sort of surgically implanted device has been cleared to resume its flight to North Carolina. Another official says the woman appeared to be mentally unstable. The Senate's top Democrat says Republicans will have to accept higher taxes on the rich and drop efforts to reshape Medicare if they want a deal on cutting the debt. Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid responded in writing to Republican calls for action to keep a set of tax cuts from expiring in January. Mitt Romney looking to pad his lead in the race for convention delegates in Republican presidential primaries in Arkansas and Kentucky today. 75 delegates are at stake in the two states, and Romney is 152 shy of the 1,144 needed to secure the GOP nomination. He could get the remainder next week when Texas voters go to the polls. More details at srnnews.com.
With 275 acres of stunning environment, Innovation Park in Oro Valley is ready for development. Already, two of the world's largest pharmaceuticals, Roche's Ventana Medical Systems and Sanofi, are settled in Innovation Park. Innovation Park, a great place to do business in Oro Valley, named one of the 10 best towns for families by Family Circle magazine. Find out more at innovationparkaz.com.
Dragonfly Village is in the midst of a capital campaign to build a 12-building village on a portion of the Amity Foundation's Circle Tree Ranch to reunite children in need with their families. Upon completion, the village will have housing for 100 families annually. Please be a part of making the Dragonfly Village dream a reality. Find out more at dragonflyvillage.org. That's dragonflyvillage.org.
Splendido at Rancho Vistoso in Oro Valley is a very special place, offering a continuum of healthcare in a resort atmosphere. Splendido received two 2007 Best of 50 Plus Housing Awards from the National Association of Home Builders for overall best continuing care retirement community and interior design. Splendido offers priority access to on-site assisted living, skilled nursing, and memory support care if ever needed. Find out more at SplendidoTucson.com.
Inside Pyramid Federal Credit Union, customer service is what we do. Outside, community service is who we are. Inside, we help generations achieve their financial goals. Outside, we help those in need. We reach out to our members. We reach out to our community. Because Pyramid Federal Credit Union is passionate about one thing, people. Pyramid Federal Credit Union. Improve your financial life.
There are a million people in metropolitan Tucson, and they have a million stories to tell. That's why there is TucsonCitizen.com, the voice of Tucson. Nearly 100 citizen journalists and bloggers, including the Buckmaster Show, report the news and provide perspective, opinion, and information about everything from local politics to the Arizona Wildcats. Visit TucsonCitizen.com today to read what you can't find in traditional media or to contact us to add your voice to the voice of Tucson, TucsonCitizen.com.
Welcome back to the Buckmaster Show at 12:34. Support for this portion of the Buckmaster Show comes in part from Splendido at Rancho Vistoso in Oro Valley, a true continuing care retirement community. You can find out more on their fine website, SplendidoTucson.com. James Kelly, a Republican Party activist, former creator of the blog The Choya Jumps, and a transportation specialist for Resenberger Incorporated, which works with Union Pacific Railroad personnel, has announced he is running against Democrat District 2 Pima County Supervisor Ramon Valadez. Mr. Valadez is the current chair of the board, and Mr. Kelly was Legislative District 29 chair of the Pima County Republican Party. Jim, how are you today?
I am well, Bill. Thank you so much for the invitation today.
It is good to see you. So you are plunging into politics. You wrote about politics on the Choya Jumps, but now you have jumped into the fray.
I have jumped into the fray. I just got tired of this incredible machine incumbency in my district. They have been in power for almost 30 years, and nothing's changed. We have desperate poverty. The average wage is $15,000 a year for a person residing in the district, not necessarily working in the district, because there are good jobs in the district, but they don't live in my district, and they're not spending money in my district. So most of the people of this district are literally living under the poverty level.
Well, I was going to say, Jim, what's happening in the Pima County supervisors' races? They all have races, it looks like.
Well, yeah, I think a lot of people...
Even Ray Carroll, who's going to be our guest tomorrow on the show, he's got a Republican opponent in the primary. That's something that's been kind of unheard of in recent years.
I think a lot of people have woken up. Number one, I'm a big supporter of Ray Carroll. I think he's a fine supervisor and a good legislator. But the reality of it is there's a lot of angry people. They're angry with the incumbency. They're angry with no change in 30 years in this county, and the constant, seeming the perception is that the money's mismanaged, that we're paying higher taxes than anybody else in the state, and we're not getting the services for what we're paying for. And that's the perception. Whether that's reality, I don't know. But there's always a campaign, and then there's always governance. They're two different things.
You heard Laura Penny at the top of the show talking about this self-sufficiency standard and how difficult and this growing wage gap that we have here.
It's a huge problem.
It is.
Now, you know, what's the answer? Obviously, the socialist progressives like Ramon Valadez believe more government, more government, more government. But if he's ever been and lived in a socialist country like I have, I remember the old Soviet Union when they had a huge underground economy because the government wasn't taking care of their people. The government was just taking care of the government. So the people had to go out and sell literally whatever they could grow in their backyards or on their windowsills. That's what they were selling in farmers' markets. And a huge underground economy formed that wasn't being taxed, that wasn't being putting back into the communities in any way, shape, or form. Well, that's what's happening in District 2. On any given Saturday or Sunday, drive down Benson Highway, drive down Country Club, drive down Campbell, Tucson Boulevard. You see all of these people literally selling stuff, you know, garage-type stale stuff on the side of
like
the road.
Like a giant outdoor flea market.
And they're doing this to survive. This isn't like making extra money because they want to go to Disneyland. They're doing this to survive. And again, we've got you know, food carts everywhere. Again, you know, they're becoming a drain on the services of the government. They're becoming a drain on the community. Too many minimum wage jobs. Too many employers only paying minimum wage because they know the government's going to pick up the other 40% of what's necessary for their people even to get up and go to work. And when employers are dependent upon the government to take care of their employees because those employers refuse to pay more than a minimum wage, there's something very wrong. Those employers are just as parasitic as the people that are being accused of being parasites on society, that the working poor that have to go to the government or go to somebody to supplement their living expenses.
We're speaking with James Kelly. Mr. Kelly is running in District 2. He's going up against Ramon Valadez. What about the district registration? I don't have the numbers at my fingertips. I'm sure you do.
Democrats outnumber Republicans 2-1.
Okay.
It's just
I knew
that
it
simple.
Was a big the, advantage.
There's about 39,000 Democrats, approximately 21,000 Republicans, and about 18,000 no party preference. Obviously, I cannot win with Republican votes alone.
No.
I need Democrats. I need those good, solid blue dog Democrats who are tired of the progressive socialist policies of their party, and I need those independents who are angry and know what's up and are, you know, particularly the economic, the people who are independents because they don't like the economics of either one, either the over-progressive socialism of the Democratic Party or the perception that the Republicans are somehow heartless. So they're right down the middle. And those are the voters I'm going to talk to. Those are the voters I'm hitting the streets with even when it's 105 degrees up.
How about Rosemont Mine? I've said all along, Jim, that I think that this election's almost turning out to be, at least for the Pima County supervisorial level, almost like a referendum on Rosemont.
I agree with you. I think this is going to be a referendum on the Rosemont Mine. I've been asked numerous times what I think about the Rosemont Mine. Here is, you know, my thoughts. My thoughts are that I believe that the Rosemont Mine is probably within the limits that they need to be in to open. Okay, I believe in the exploitation of the minerals and the natural resources of our state for the economy of our state. I think land should earn, not burn, and you know, that's a whole nother issue.
Mm-hmm.
But by the same token, we do have to make sure. See, I grew up in a family that consider themselves conservationists, not environmentalists, not ecologists, conservationists. In other words, whatever you took for the land, you had to give back to the land. And if I see that kind of corporate behavior out of Rosemont, I don't see any problem with Rosemont. The problem is that often promises are not kept. Everybody's worried about water. I guarantee you that the agricultural industry of Pima County draws down our water table far, far more than any domestic or industrial use in Pima County. 75% of the water use in Pima County is agricultural, not domestic, not industrial.
How about air quality?
Well, once again, I believe that as long as Rosemont keeps its promises with immediately reclaiming land after they've dug into it and doing the things that are necessary, replanting, landscaping, all of that kind of stuff that, you know, from what I've seen from their briefs, if they keep their promises, I believe air quality will be fine. Once again, it's about who do you trust? Who do you trust? Well, quite frankly, I think if we lock them down, to, you know, this will be done, and if it's not done, you know, some sort of mechanism that says we can shut you down right now, maybe that's what's necessary as a mechanism that says if you don't keep your promises to the letter, we're shutting you down.
James Kelly is with us. Mr. Kelly is running for Pima County Supervisor. He is a Republican, and as you heard him articulate, he has an uphill battle. The registration is 2-1 Democrat in that District 2 supervisorial district. How many independents in that district?
About 18,000.
Okay, so how does that fit then in the equation percentage-wise?
Well, you know, I mean, this
I mean,
is
how
kinda...
are you? Let's talk strategy.
Sure.
How are you approaching this?
All right, the strategy, the inside baseball
yeah,
of this.
Let's get
okay.
to the inside.
Obviously, Republicans tend to vote at a higher turnout in Pima County than Democrats do. This district has about a 28-32% voter turnout for the Democratic Party. That's the registered Democrats that actually vote, about 28-32%. You know, and if, obviously there are strategists that are afraid to wake up that vote. I'm not afraid to wake it up at all. I want to wake up every bit of it. I need those Democrat votes. I want them voting. Because Democrats that don't vote, what they're doing is they're not voting for a Democrat. So if I give them a reason to vote for a Republican, that's all that matters. So I want to wake up the other 62% of registered Democrats that have not been voting in the last three or four elections. I want them to vote, and I want them to vote for me. Same thing with the independents. The independents that register that don't vote, I want to wake them up, and I want to give them a reason to vote for me.
So are you in a signature gathering process?
I am. That is, you know, the two most important things in politics. You better get on the ballot with enough valid signatures.
Yeah. And how many do you need? I have no idea.
Well, there's a minimum of 85. Obviously,
85
I want
85 signatures.
Yeah. Yeah, because okay. because okay. of Republican, you
yeah.
know, the disparity.
Okay.
So obviously I want to, you know, about three times that just to make sure, because, you know, I firmly believe the Democrats are going to come after me pretty hard. They're going to assassinate my character. They're going to go after my signatures. They're going to use every legal maneuver they can to keep me off the ballot, because Mr. Valadez has never had to run against anybody since he started being appointed to his positions back in 1989.
Yep.
So,
well, we want to wish you the best of luck. We will hear from all the candidates here on the Buckmaster Show. One thing, Jim, I don't know if you heard about this, but we accept no political advertising here on the Buckmaster Show. Yes, out of respect for our sponsors and our listeners, we have a political ad-free hour on the Buckmaster Show.
Well, sounds honorable to me, sir.
All right.
Thank you.
Thanks a lot. Let's continue now with the Buckmaster Show after we hear from the Buckmaster Show sponsors.
For 5 years, the RTA has been delivering our promise to you, finishing over 400 projects, including five major roadways, with more than a dozen projects underway, including the modern streetcar in downtown Tucson. Please use caution and obey all traffic signs. The RTA has ongoing support of expanded SunTran, SunVan service, SunExpress, and SunShuttle neighborhood service. Your tax dollars create jobs and make travel around our region faster and safer. The RTA, delivering our promise to you.
Hi, this is Al Zaragoza, the voice of Culligan Water in Southern Arizona. You know the benefits of soft water, right? Softer laundry, softer skin, hair, and spot-free glasses. And once you have soft water, you can't live without it. But did you know a Culligan high-efficiency water softener saves up to 46% on water, salt, and energy compared to a time-clock water softener? Now that's efficient. A Culligan high-efficiency water softener really is the world's most efficient water softener. So put it to work in your home and start saving today. It virtually ends hard water spotting throughout your entire home, from your glasses to the shower doors. In fact, it makes all your high-efficiency appliances work better and last longer too, like your dishwasher and washing machine, even your water heater. A Culligan high-efficiency water softener delivers real soft water and real savings. Call Culligan Water at 792-9700. 792-9700. Culligan, better water, pure and simple.
Vero Amore restaurants are known as the place for fresh and healthy pizzas, pastas, paninis, salads, and more. Every flavorful dish is handcrafted using the finest local and imported ingredients available. Vero Amore's award-winning wood-fired pizzas, certified authentic by the world-renowned Verace Pizza Napolitana Academy, is pizza perfection. Vero Amore, North Swan at Camp Lowell, and in Marana at Dove Mountain, and on the web at veroamorepizza.com and on Facebook.
Splendido at Rancho Vistoso in Oro Valley is one of Southern Arizona's crown jewels. You will find that the services and amenities offered at Splendido rival those of a fine resort. But what sets Splendido apart is a continuum of health care that allows for a full life today, knowing tomorrow is secure. As a true continuing care retirement community, Splendido offers priority access to on-site assisted living, skilled nursing, and memory support care if ever needed. Find out more at SplendidoTucson.com.
Are you happy with the news you get? While not all news is good news, you know good reporting when you see it. Check TucsonSentinel.com every day for breaking news and investigative reports. Have your say in the comments. It's all in TucsonSentinel.com, your local, independent, nonprofit news. You can rely on TucsonSentinel.com for solid reporting about immigration, Tucson and Pima politics, everything from the border to baseball. It's independent news without the spin. TucsonSentinel.com. We are watching Tucson.
Think credit unions don't have the locations or ATM networks that the big banks do? Think again. Pyramid Federal Credit Union offers fee-free ATM access at 120 ATMs in Southern Arizona and 60,000 ATMs throughout the country, plus free shared branch access at credit unions nationwide. And the convenience continues online with free bill pay and 24/7 online banking. So no matter where you are, you're just around the corner from Pyramid Federal Credit Union. What are you waiting for? Open your account today. Pyramid Federal Credit Union. Improve your financial life.
Welcome back to the Buckmaster Show on this Tuesday afternoon. Hope you're having a great day. I want to tell you that, and proudly so, that we have a new sponsor for the Buckmaster Show. It is Adobe House Antiques. If you love antiques, and I really do, this Adobe House, they specialize in early 20th century European and American Western art with an emphasis on some of the early Arizona painters of the early 20th century. Great stuff. Adobe House Antiques in the Jostler Design Building at 2700 North Campbell. They're at 325-9439, or just stop in and say hello. Well, if you're looking for an unusual camp experience for your child this summer, you might want to consider Aero Camp, an innovative summer flight camp for teenagers, grades 6 through 12. The camp will take place at Double Eagle Aviation at Tucson International Airport. Joining us now on the Buckmaster Show is Tim Amelong. He is the president of Double Eagle Aviation, which is hosting Aero Camp this summer. Tim, how are you today?
Good. Thank you very much for having me, Bill.
Tell me a little bit about this Aero Camp concept. How did this all come about?
This is the first year of anybody doing this, and it's basically nationwide. And to my knowledge, we're still the only flight school in the state of Arizona, or even in this region right now, that's actually having an Aero Camp. So we actually have people coming from Colorado and Utah and other states that are actually flying their kids in, staying with relatives, or just coming here on vacation, having their kids going to this camp.
What's involved with the camp?
Well, we have two different camps, and this is basically the idea to finish that thought was from the Flight School Association of North America, who my office manager, Jim White's the new president of. He just got upgraded from board member to president.
But he's the man right now.
He's the man right now, and so he's really pushing this, and it's first year, so we're trying to do what we can to help introduce kids to aviation, whether it be the aircraft maintenance or the flight portion of it.
I was going to say, Tim, that folks may not realize that this is a way for young people not only to be introduced to aviation, but this could be a great career opportunity, whether flying the aircraft or repairing the aircraft or being in the aviation industry, because I didn't realize until I started researching for this interview, Tim, there is a serious shortage of qualified pilots in the United States.
There is. There's a lot of pilots that are actually retiring. It's to the point to where if you've been out flying on the airlines, they've gone from 150 passenger jets, which are 737s or larger, that are carrying all these passengers. They're basically flying these regional jets that only have 50 passengers. They all still require two crew members. So three times as many aircraft are to replace that one 737. And also on the maintenance side, they need that many more people because there's that many more aircraft to maintain. So we're going to introduce these kids. Mainly it's to the flight portion of it and the aerodynamics of aircraft. We're going to be also introducing them and kind of showing them the aspects of the maintenance side. We do maintenance out there through Velocity Air at Tucson International. But a lot of these kids, that they've never either been around planes, much less flown in them. They might have flown with the airlines, never thought about getting up there in the cockpit. But we're actually going to put them in the cockpit and fly the airplanes, fly an actual simulator to where they're going to be able to log these hours too, to where if they pursue this as a career or just basically kind of a cool thing. There's a lot of basketball and soccer camps out there, so this is something where they can go back.
Yeah, this is certainly different than the basketball or soccer camps. They're going to go up and fly, right?
Yes, sir. We're going
to be able to actually say, at the end of this camp, they're going to be able to say, I flew a plane myself.
Absolutely. We're going to allow them to even take off and land. They'll be assisted, obviously, by a certified flight instructor, which will always be in the aircraft, in case anybody wondered. But there's two different camps. We have a basic camp that's 6th to 8th grade, and then an advanced camp, which is the high schoolers, 9th to 12th grade. And the cost on this is $375 if the kids aren't flying and they just want to go through the camp on the basic camp, or $425, and that's logging up to an hour of flight time in the aircraft and probably about an hour in the simulator. We're also going to be taking them up to all the camps, taking them actually up into a FAA control tower and possibly doing a tour of the 162nd fighter wing.
You're associated with that fighter wing, right?
Yes, sir. I was the outgoing president of the 162nd Fighter Wing Minutemen Committee and been really promoting the F-35 coming to Tucson, and now I'm the chairperson of that F-35 committee.
How's that looking?
Well, other than a few little setbacks as far as the production part of it, they're just still doing a lot of tests, but we're still very adamant about it coming to the Tucson International Airport and at the 162nd Fighter Wing, and that's a whole other story I'll probably come back and talk to you about.
Yeah, I want you to come back to talk about that because I've got a lot of questions about that, but I do want to focus on AeroCamp. But you are you're qualified to fly, right?
I'm a commercial pilot. I'm not a flight instructor, but I am an aircraft inspector, which is also an aircraft mechanic certified by the FAA. And so I've kind of got the best of both worlds as far as being able to fly and work on them. And we got a total of 10 aircraft out at my flight school, and we're looking forward to flying them. The advanced camp, just to keep on our storyline, is the teenagers that are going into high school or in high school, 9th to 12th grade. And if they're graduated this year, we'd definitely invite you out there too. So even those kids that graduated this year and no longer in 12th grade, we'll allow into this camp. And price on that is $525 to $575, but there's more involved in the advanced camp. There's up to 3 hours of flight time on that. They're going to get the concept of it, to where maybe this is a career that they're thinking about or always wanted something exciting to do, and the different directions they could go. You got the military, you got the airline career, you got the corporate pilot career, or the actually as a mechanic, which we work very tight with Pima Community College. They have a maintenance program
over
there.
Excellent program there. So you've tried to keep the cost down, haven't
we
you?
We have. Most camps
out there.
You're
not making a lot of money on this deal.
No.
You're trying to keep this so let the kids get involved in this thing.
That's it. It's a lot of different directions they could go with this, and the goal is obviously to get their parents out there too and maybe involved in it and maybe get some business out of it that way. Or these kids, if they decide it as a career, then maybe in the long run we'll make some money. But for the most part, we're doing this for the kids. We also have a discount for any military families that are out there, whether they're in the Guard or Air Force, Army, whatever you name it, and it's 10% off of the package price of that.
Okay, so there's this. Let's go over these camps again. How many weeks involved?
Okay, right now our first camp is starting. We have a basic camp the first and second week of June. We're having an advanced camp the third week of June, which is going to be for the teenagers. There's availability in all of them. The advanced camp the third week of June is almost full at this point. And then we're going to take a break for 2 weeks until the week after 4th of July. And then so it'll be the second week of July, we're going to have another basic camp. And then the third week of July, we're going to have an advanced camp. And if we fill all them up and need to do some more, then we'll do some more. But
is there a clearinghouse website that you would suggest folks can get all the details if they missed it here?
Absolutely. It's our website, www.2-eagle.com, or you can go www.doubleeagleaviation.com. You can Google it also. On that website, there's going to be a page that says Aero Camp. You click on that, you'll find more information about the Aero Camp and the forms that you need to download to fill out and get sent in to lock your kid into that camp.
Have you taught young people before, Tim?
Absolutely. We actually had an article in the Desert Lightning this last week that
from Davis-Monthan Air Force Base, yes.
Out of Davis-Monthan, and we actually have some homeschooler kids that are already training at our school, and they're to the point where they want to come and be a part of the Aero Camp also. So they're already
got some memorable moments with the kids. I mean, normally do they take pretty well to aviation, the young people?
They do.
Maybe better than those of us who have been around a while that worry about every little thing.
Well, that's
flying.
It. Yeah. I mean, we just had the fair out here, and how they describe it to me, it's kind of like an ultimate fair ride that they're going on, but they're actually up there flying this fair ride and flying it. Something to where just able to do this, it's unbelievable for them. They've never really experienced anything like this before. I mean, you go on a ride that you have no control over, and here you are going to be up in an airplane controlling what it does and how it maneuvers. And like I said, takeoff and landings, when they first start out, they're being assisted by a flight instructor, but the students or anybody, they can't solo until they're 16 years of age, and they can't get their pilot's license until they're 17.
We've been speaking with Tim Amelong. He is president of Double Eagle Aviation, which is hosting several weeks of Aero Camp programs this summer. Probably the best thing to do now, if you would like more information, is to go to their website, and that is the numeral 2-Eagle.com. Did I get that right?
That's correct. And our phone number is 520-294-8214.
Okay. And aircraft that the young people will be flying in?
Mainly a Cessna 172s and also a Cessna 152. And we got a brand new simulator that we're looking forward to them flying. And it's pretty actual rule.
You like those products, the Cessna products?
I've got some Pipers also, but yeah, I'm pretty prone to having assessments.
It's pretty forgiving, I think.
It is. A very forgiving airplane for initial training especially.
Tim Amelong, thank you very much for being with us on the Buckmaster Show.
Thank you, Bill. My pleasure.
Thanks a lot, Tim. The Buckmaster Show brought to you in part by Flowers, Rieger & Associates Certified Public Accountants, located at 2919 East Broadway and on the web at flowersrieger.com. Flowers, Rieger, the CPA firm of the Buckmaster Show. And that's going to do it for our Tuesday edition. The hour goes very quickly, doesn't it? And we'll be back to do it all over again at 12:04 tomorrow afternoon. It should be an interesting interview tomorrow to lead things off with Pima County Supervisor Ray Carroll. He's always a good interview. Whether you like what he says or not, he's got lots to talk about. We'll see you tomorrow. Have a great afternoon.
Ten thirty, KVOI Cortero Tucson, and 930 KAPR Douglas, the voice, Good News Radio Network.